So in seminary, one of the things that you need to do is clinical pastoral education. And basically, this is going into a hospital setting or a hospice setting and learning how to be a chaplain and meet people where they are. So in my group, you're in a group of other seminarians, and in my group, I was the only Unitarian Universalist. In fact, I was the only Unitarian Universalist that had encountered this program or been in this program during my whole supervisor's years of supervising CPE. So he was new to what a Unitarian Universalist was. And the thing that kept tying him up and keeping him confused was, what calls you? What calls you to ministry? I know, speaking from him, I know what calls me to ministry. I know God calls me. What in the world calls Unitarian Universalists to ministry? And I can tell you, the gamut, even with ministers, is huge, right? And the other side of that is, in seminary, you have no idea. You have no idea how to articulate it. You know you are compelled by something. But to try to articulate it clearly to somebody else who has a clear understanding of why they're called, forget it. It's impossible. Because in that midst of seminary and life, you're trying to survive. You're trying to get all the reading done that you have to read, write the papers, answer all the questions, however many words they are. And find times to just be where you're able to tap into that calling, right? And that ability isn't there. And that's what you really need, is the time to be, right? To be able to tap into that. So I tried to articulate it to him. I tried. I know it's something beyond myself. I know it's something that calls me to do more in the world. I know I feel it, and it's just making me do things. That's about how articulate I was. Surprised you let me stay. Now, I know, for this snapshot of my life, because that's what it is, right? We're constantly renegotiating and understanding what calls us to a greater purpose. For me right now, that's love. I'm called to create more opportunities and experiences of love in our world. And I know this because when it happens, it resonates with my soul, right? Have you ever had that feeling when you know you're doing something that you're meant to do, you step into it and it resonates with you? And on the flip side, when you work against it, ugh, you feel it too, right? Your skin feels tight, you feel uncomfortable, you feel like, I just totally messed up. So we know the feelings of being called to a greater good, right? As our UU faith reminds us, each and every single one of you have that truth within you. And it's defined by you. That's what is unique about our faith, is we say each person carries their own truth and meaning. And it's not for me to define Larry's or Dylan's or Mike's or anybody's, but it's up to you to define that for yourself, right? And that truth compels us to a greater good, right? So there's a song that I love that helps me tap into this, and I'm going to play it for you, as you might have guessed. And then we're going to talk about it and how it calls us to that. It's called May I Suggest by Red Molly.
May I suggest, may I suggest to you, may I suggest this is the best part of your life? May I suggest this time is blessed for you? This time is blessed and shining almost blinding bright. Just turn your head and you'll begin to see the thousand reasons that were just beyond your sight. The reasons reasons why. Why I suggest to you, why I suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a world that's been addressed to you, addressed to you, intended only for your eyes. A secret world, a treasure chest to you, of private scenes and brilliant dreams that mesmerize. A tender lover's smile, a tiny baby's hands, the million stars that fill the turning sky at night. Oh, I suggest, yes, I suggest to you, yes, I suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a hope that's been expressed in you, the hope of 7 generations, maybe more. This is the faith that they invest in you. It's that you'll do one better than was done. Inside you know, inside you understand, inside you know what's yours to finally set right. And I suggest to you, and I suggest this is the best part of your life. This is a song, comes from the west to you, comes from the west, comes from the slowly setting sun. This is a song with a request of you, to see how very short the endless days will run. And when they're gone, and when the dark descends, we'd give anything for one more hour of light. May I suggest this is the best part of your life.
This song helps me find that greater good. To think about being born for a specific time in our history on Earth, to think that we're being born for this specific time for our purpose. It reminds me to look beyond myself for that purpose, right? The answers are in the people, in the world, in nature. To know my unique perspective. My unique perspective is needed in the world in order for that purpose to occur, whatever it might be. To realize that the hope has been built not just when I was born, but throughout histories, 7 generations, maybe more, right? So the work building up to what your purpose is has been going on for generations. And to know that, to be grounded in that, and to know that people invested in that, right? It's not that they just showed up, did their purpose, and we just kept building on each other, but they invested in the purposes that we all carry within us, right? And finally, to understand there is something beyond myself to set right in the world, and the truth of it can only be found within me. No one else. No one else. That truth is within me to give to the world. I listen to this song when I encounter really hard parts of my ministry. I was listening to it on the morning after the election in 2016, wondering how in the world am I supposed to bring love and hope to the world now? Right? I was listening to it in the week of the Kavanaugh hearings and also wondering, what could I possibly give and put forth in the world in response to this? The school shootings, too many to name. I was listening to it when I got a phone call of somebody that I needed to meet who was contemplating suicide. I listened to it before going into meetings that are about really hard, difficult conflicts or emotions. When we have an understanding that we are called by a greater good, by something beyond ourselves that's rooted in history, that's within us, that we know, we can tap into hope in those times, right? We realize, oh, wait a minute. I don't have to despair. I'm here for this moment, for this time. I don't know why, but something's compelling me to offer something, right? Offer something. And we can especially tap into it when we're lost, we're confused, we're scared, or disheartened, right? So take a moment. Think of when you have been called by something greater than yourself. What were you doing? What were you feeling? And as my CPA supervisor would say, what was calling you? What is that greater good that's calling you? What is it? Think about it for a moment. You don't have to be perfect in your articulation. Okay? If you feel comfortable, I invite you to turn to somebody close to you or near you and share what it is that calls you to a greater good. Or you can just sit in your seat and think about it a little bit more. So take a few minutes. What calls you to a greater good?
Thank you.
first you didn't want to talk, and now you can't come back. Quit meowing. So let's popcorn style, and I'll repeat what everybody says. So give me a moment to repeat after you've shared. So what did you hear from each other? What are some of the things that you heard?
Connectedness. Realizing potential.
Thinking beyond self.
Kindness and generosity.
Doing something instead of thinking about doing something.
Calling attention to injustice.
Mm-hmm.
Helping when the opportunity arises. Let's do one more.
Support
and gratitude. So are these the same? No. Surprise, surprise. So in our covenant, we say that we share our gifts and talents in service to the greater good. What I think we need to remember is that greater good, we need to hold the definition of what that is lightly, because it's different for all of us. But it's similar in that it calls and compels all of us to do something, right? So what it is, we need to hold lightly, but what it calls us is a collective thing. And this can be seen not only outside of our lives and in the work that we do on an individual basis, it can be seen in the work as we do as a congregation, right? The service in the world, the Unitarian Universalist message that Christina was talking about. And here's another twist. It can be done in the work that we do as a congregation. For as much as we value the individual person, there are times when we need to step into that place of a greater good for our congregation. We're doing that in multiple ways, and we're going to be called over the next year in multiple ways to step into that greater good of our congregation. So be listening. Be attuned to that call, to that compulsion, to that, I don't know, greater good. And find ways you can step into it. See when it's resonating. If it's not resonating, don't do it. Don't force yourself to do something you don't like to do. But if you do feel that resonation, if you do feel that, oh my gosh, I'd love to do that, do it. Don't let anybody hold you back in that. Please rise in body or spirit to sing our closing hymn, Now Let Us Sing.